each child of mine.
Andy, get in here and harmonize, for Christ's sake. What do we pay you for?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Knees, knees. Oh,
I don't know. It's you. Something. Is it scream
bleed,
or bleed?
Isn't it bleed?
I thought it was bleed, but then I was like, that's kind of
fucked
up. They
say bleed and scream.
Did they say scream?
Yeah, and they say blood and cum, too.
Whoa, damn. Whoa, Andy.
50 cents.
It's a children's
we
show.
We said to ourselves, today will be the first Kind of Funny morning show ever that will be G-rated because it is brought to you by Kensley's Girl Scout cookies, ladies and gentlemen. Kensley's
Fuck
Girl
yeah,
cookies.
Man.
Still
yeah.
going. Still going. By the way, hold on. Let me do the rigmarole. Happy Friday, everyone. Welcome to the Kind of Funny Morning Show. My name is Nick Scarpino. Joining me today is the Master of Disaster, Mr. Greg Miller. How are you?
I'm back. I've been gone a long time. Thank you, Kevin.
They used to call you Game Over Greggy. They used to call you Gruesome Greggy. Now they're calling you the Man with the Beard. That's what I hear. And I don't like it because Andy used to be the man with the beard. But before that, I was the man with the beard.
And then Tim has the beard.
Tim kind of has a beard.
Kevin's
but then he
got a beard.
Tim refuses to get a beard guy. So once every
so
6 months, he fucks it up
beard.
And has to shave it all off.
The only person with a beard guy.
I have a beard. I have a beard guy. His name is Andreas Cortez.
Andres!
You all saw it on Instagram live stream. He shaved me in the bathroom when I was shirtless.
Boy, he did it.
Woo! Kevin ate hot Cheetos while this happened.
I offered to hold you down too, but you said
I didn't need to be held down. I was just ready to go.
You said you'd be willing.
This show is already off the rails, ladies and gentlemen, but if you like more of it, we do it each and every day here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. This is a live show. We're going to talk to the chat. Greg and I are going to talk to the subs after all the news and all that stuff, all that shenanigans is great. If you can't watch this live, of course, we post it each and every day over on the YouTubes. So go over there and subscribe to our channel, and you can take your time with it. See, I feel like when we do it live, it goes by so fast.
Anything can
but
fucking happen
on
when
the
it's live.
YouTubes, or if you want to listen on podcast services like iTunes, SoundCloud, all those things, you can pause, you can go take a pee, you can come back, you can rewind it, and you can go, hey, maybe I should watch the beginning of that show again to see how much of a train wreck it was. Spoilers. Huge train wreck.
Huge, unbreakable size train wreck.
The show is every day. Of course, today's show is brought to you by, let's go into this, Kensley's Girl Scout Cookies. If you guys didn't know, hey, you like Girl Scout cookies? So do
yeah,
I.
Yeah, you do.
You know what I don't like about Girl Scout cookies? The person-to-person human interaction that you have to actually buy them.
Right.
Well, guess what? Technology, Greg, has taken care of that for us.
I like it. Every time I come home, there's a Girl Scout troop that sells them on the corner by my house. And I
just
look at them, I go,
you just
fuck
flip them
you.
Off. You just flip them
Get
off.
On the internet, you little bitches.
Yeah.
Then I take the littlest one, power bomber on the cookie table.
Yeah, you gotta do that.
Somebody's gotta teach them.
Take the little one. You mess up the little one and go, if I can do that to you, think about what I can do to you, Mom.
So, of course, kindoffunny.com/cookies.
Yeah.
We didn't have a sponsor this week. Then I had a whole bunch of cookies delivered to the office, showed everyone that this is now possible. We don't need to talk to Girl Scouts to get Girl Scout cookies. Then Chad wrote in.
Yeah.
Not a joke. Chad K. wrote in.
Chad K.
Saying his daughter, Kensley, was selling cookies.
Now, by the way, we'll stop right there. That's where the confusion came in. Thought his name was Chad Kensley. His daughter's name is Kensley. K stands for something else.
Kensley.
Probably ketamine.
Kensley ketamine?
Ketamine? Yeah.
Okay.
Continue.
She had only sold 33 boxes. She wanted to sell 100 boxes. We came out here and we said, Greg, we can do that.
Bring up the Twitter.
Oh, it's up. The video.
Okay, here we go.
So scroll down, Cool Greg. Watch that video. We're going to watch this video live.
We're going to watch it.
TV's muted. What's happened?
I don't know.
Oh, whoa, sweet child of mine.
Andy, a day late and a dollar short.
No, it's just something happened over there with the board. Oh, try it again, Cool Greg.
Continue your story. Set this bad boy up.
There he goes.
Again, Kind of Funny Best Friends. We have sold over 1,000 boxes. With all your support, we will be able to go on field trips and buy brownie.
So she sold 1,373 cookies. The goal originally 100.
100.
Right.
So
right.
I feel like we have, we could, well, part of me says this has been successful.
Well, remember yesterday, the rumor was no more online orders after yesterday.
Yeah.
Turns out Chad K lies.
Yeah.
That's not right. You can still order at kindoffunny.com/cookies.
You can get out there and order.
Now, if you throw the landing page back up, Cool Greg, you'll see that she has now reset her goal.
To the next one over?
One more over, Cool
one
Greg.
One more over.
To be 1,500 cookies.
There you go.
And she is six blocks away from 1,500 cookies. So people are still clearly buying them even when this show's not going on, which is good. Here's the thing. Can we hit 2,000?
I mean, I think it's a moral imperative that we hit 2,000.
Kindoffunny.com/cookies.
Greg, let me
go over and make Kensley's dreams come true.
Let me explain something to you.
Lay it on
me. You and I had a little conversation a long time ago. You said, Nick, we're at VidCon. Mm-hmm. I'd like to start doing my own YouTube content.
Right, that's how it all
the reason I said yes mm-hmm. is because you're a winner.
Yeah.
Okay? And I'm a winner.
Yeah.
And these two gentlemen over there are winners.
Yeah, Andy Cortez, big time winner.
That guy back there, cool Greg?
Yeah.
Winner.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, let me ask you guys this question. And it's a rhetorical question, but feel free to answer anyway. Would a winner stop at 1,500 boxes?
Yeah, man.
Or does a winner go all the way to 2,000?
No. We got winner go to 2,000.
2,000, Andy, no.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's what I've heard. If you don't get 2,000 cookies sold for Kensley, we are going to Chad's house and kidnapping Kensley.
No, we're not doing
that.
We
will raise her.
The right way.
We will raise her as the first ever Kinda Funny child, yeah. unless yeah. 2,000 cookies are sold.
I'm conflicted because while one, that is a federal crime, especially when you go across state borders, I don't know what he is. Two, it does sound cool to have a kid in the office though,
right?
that you can raise the to
kid.
Just be
Isn't
the streaming
kind
kid.
Of funny child?
But I mean, not one
it's
that.
Kind of funny best friend. It's like
sure, yeah. Oh, no, kids have gotten married and they fucked and stuff. But I mean, like, we're
I saw
gonna have one.
At kind of
it's like
three,
it's like an office dog, but it's office kid.
Nope, don't. Let's.
It's like in the it's like in the Jungle Book when Mowgli's raised by
right.
all the
Baloo.
The jaguars
yeah.
and.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly, it's the exact
stuff.
Same.
Yeah.
I like to think of it as like, you know, like when I don't know the animated movies. I think when Simba died and Scar raised the other guy and his
Stop.
Like that's what
You're
it was.
Hakuna
Matata.
Hakuna Matata. Yes.
It is a rare thing, ladies
Hakuna
and gentlemen.
Hakuna Matata. It means kidnapping a kid.
It is a rare thing, ladies and gentlemen, when I am the one who's not saying the thing that makes other people nervous. It's very rare for me to be nervous hearing something else come out of someone else's mouth. And it's a nice change.
And as
nice
I said last time around, it yesterday, is. And many of you, hundreds of thousands of you listened.
Yeah.
When with the cookie thing. If you're buying the Girl Scout cookies, good on you. And as I said, you've all pledged that if you buy the Girl Scout cookies, you will match that donation to patreon.com/kindoffunny.
Right, mm-hmm. yeah,
right.
100%. Yeah. Right. Michael right. Jones already donated to Kinda Funny, $43,000,
wow.
guys.
Wow.
And now here's the thing. I know a lot, I'm looking at the chat here, a lot of people are excited about us kidnapping a kid and having a kid. Let's sell the 2,000 cookies for Kensley, we don't kidnap her. Here's the thing. Under 2,000, we kidnap her. Over 2,000, we kidnap Michael Jones' kid.
Okay,
and that's like a caper. That's like a fun caper video, right? Of us like doing all sorts of shenanigans. Hakuna Matata. We're here for the kid.
When are we going to get a cut of the money for this? Like, how much are we getting? How much percentage?
For the Girl Scouts?
Yeah.
That's a great question.
Like 40%?
I'm hoping the Girl Scouts will now see our power and sponsor Kinda Funny Prom.
Yeah.
Either that or they see our power, they bow down to us, and they just let us have the organization so we can finally call a spade, change it from nonprofit status over to a corporation and start
Big
selling fucking cookies year-round online over at Kensley's Cookies. We'll call them Kensley's Girl Scout Cookies. There you are. Woo! Greg, why is your wife calling me?
I'll find out.
What is happening?
She tried to call you this morning, you didn't answer. So then she said she would call you on the stream. She would call you on
like
the show.
I don't like this. I don't like surprises. I don't know what this is. Tim's just doing this. Tim's over off camera just shaking his head like, don't do it.
Hey, what's up, Nick Carpino?
Hey, what's going on, Jen Millar, love of Greg's life. What's going on?
I love him so much.
Oh, you're on the air, by the way. Sorry, we're doing the morning show right now.
Hey, everybody. I did text you this morning about something I had to ask you.
Yes, it was
a bit of a favor, you know.
Okay, it was incredibly anxiety-inducing. What is it? What's going on? So historically, by the way, for everyone out there that's new, that's watching the show right now, Greg and the Millar family springing things on Nick Scarpino never ends well. It has never ended well once, but maybe this will set it as never once.
Perhaps.
Go for it.
Right,
what's happening?
As I progressed through my immigration journey, right?
To become a real American, yes.
To become a real American. I am finally able to pass my California license driver thingy. And unfortunately, even though I'm super legally capable of driving with my Canadian license, they won't let me use a rental car. So I was hoping to borrow yours to... In exchange to allow you to film content at my expense, because I think you need to be in the car.
So wait, you want me to be in the car with you while you attempt to go to the American DMV and pass a driver's test? And you
yes.
think I'm the only person from Kinda Funny that's going to be in that car with you when it happens? You think I can keep Kevin away from this right now?
How many cameras can we put in your car?
How many? We got to get sign off.
This car because it's bigger.
Oh God, for whoever this the poor person that's going to be giving this test is not going to be happy. I'm in 100%. When is this happening?
All right, so Monday, 8 a.m.
Okay.
Well, technically, 8:20.
Yeah. Whoa, this Monday? She had an appointment already?
It's your wife. Of course she has. Oh, I'm surprised it wasn't. She wasn't like, I need you in 5 minutes.
All right.
All right. We'll say, we'll go offline. Send me the details. But I will be putting GoPros up everywhere, including in your bedroom.
We have three of them.
Awesome. So. I am absolutely horrified at the idea of driving around the DMV at that hour. It's going to be great.
Nah, you're fine. Don't worry about it. We'll get you through it. We'll get you through it. And if not, DMV people, definitely take bribes.
Right. Exactly.
Definitely take bribes.
Exactly.
So we're fine. I'm bribing pretty cheap, I hear. Kevin, is that right? Kevin's saying no as your legal attorney. Do not say that you're going to bribe a government official.
I know a couple. I got a DMV lady.
Yeah, we'll get you. We'll get you through the DMV. We'll also make sure you pass smog.
License.
We'll make sure you pass the smog check too.
Yes, please.
Oh, All right. I got a smog guy.
Oh, Kevin's got a smog guy. All right, we'll take this offline. All seriousness, I would love to help.
Baby, I love you.
All right. I love you, baby. Bye.
What are you wearing?
Okay. All right. Well, we'll you guys can catch up on that later. Bye, Jed.
Bye.
You're coming with.
I want it. I want
you're
Jen driving.
Mm-hmm.
You, or I'm sorry, Jen driving, DMV person, DMV in the shotgun. You behind Jen, mm-hmm. me, or I should say, in Professor McGonagall.
Yes.
In the back.
Where am I?
You. Now, this is.
Audio.
Now, here's the thing.
Oh, shit. From another car.
Here's wireless. The problem. Here's the problem is that you only have a week now to get weekend to get Road Warrior ready. Because I want a Mad Max Thunderdome vehicle going around Jen the entire time. You with the face paint on, no shirt, driving.
My friends at Lair
Cool Greg doing this shit with a guitar and flame shooting
my,
all
my
over
friends
the place.
At Lair do have a chase car now.
Do they know?
Yeah, they started. I think they built the chase car.
This will probably just be an Instagram story.
It's probably just going to be on Nick at Night. I'm happy to help. Now, let me ask you this question.
Yeah,
all seriousness. Can she drive?
Oh, yeah, she's
because
great.
Because I barely let my wife drive my car.
Yeah, no, she's great.
Okay, then I'm getting the car cleaned on Sunday. We're doing this thing.
I think that would make it so she doesn't.
What do you got for me next?
Next, real quick, very quickly in housekeeping, then we'll go into a couple news stories, then Greggy's got to get out of here. Hashtag KF Do It Day. The first official one was yesterday. Bring this back up. A couple people already responding to this.
Do it.
One over on the Twitter. If you guys don't know what this is, every first of the month we're doing it. It's KF Do It Day. Whatever you want to do, you got to do it that day.
First
we're
of every
check
month.
In. With you guys, first of every month, on the hashtag, on whatever the next show is. And if you didn't do what you were going to do, we're going to hold you accountable. George Terran says...
Do we kidnap their kids if we don't like what they did?
Well, that's a possibility. I'm not going to tell you because
Tim,
not knowing is scarier.
Start working on the back room. We're going to have a lot of kids in here.
Let's go.
George Terran says, I'm going to be publishing my first ever novel. This is the back front cover design. Hashtag can't do it today. Fantastic. And there's one more, if I'm not mistaken, if you scroll down a little bit. Holy Hoy Jake says, set up my monthly calendar reminder for hashtag KF Do It Day. Right there, he's got a monthly alert. And then in the notes, it says, be safe, don't hurt anybody, don't break any laws. Those are my rules. Those are my rules right there. Tim Geddes.
Whoa, Tim Geddes is here.
Whoa. I have a suggestion about this. I love this idea. This is really cool.
Kay.
I'm proud of you, Nick. This hashtag, though, we got to figure it out.
Mm.
What, KF Do It Day?
It was going to be KF.
That was like KF Do It Day.
Well, it was going to be Do It Day, but... That's apparently I'm apparently not original. It's apparently a thing.
Or just Do It Day.
Yeah, Do It Day was some UK company came in. So we can steal it back from them though.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm
happy to say
like UK had it. Yeah, we'll take it for America.
The cap situation somehow. Mm. And it gets hard with the KF, but
no, KFD.
Do It Day.
No
one's gonna read it and think Do It Day.
I do.
And the only people who are gonna look at the hashtag and care about it know what it is. Doinkers.
Tim, you can Tim Geddesify it all you want.
I want to figure it out.
Go for it.
Out.
You put some brain effort into that. You let me know. We'll change
everybody
it this month.
Everybody in the chat, put every variation possible of KF Do It Day. I want to look at them later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you going to look it in the chat now?
Yeah, when I go back there.
The Spacious Taste says Doink Day.
Doink Day.
That's what it reminded me of when I looked at it for a second.
Just call it KF.
I need to hijack your show for
go
a second.
Go for it. What's
happening? There's breaking news that I woke up to. It's Bachelor related. I know everybody cares so much about the show.
We do.
But real talk. This is very interesting.
Look at Cool Greg.
Please go.
Cool Greg desperately searching through the tabs.
There we go. Yes.
There it is. Okay.
The feds thought she was missing. But the woman was spotted on The Bachelor. So here's the deal.
What?
All right. This Becca, who's the standout star this season, it was just revealed she was 22, and it was a big deal.
How old is she supposed to be?
When you watch the show, it'll say their name, where they're from, what they do, and how old they are. Her age just wasn't there. And she looks very young compared to everyone else.
Okay.
And then it was like a big reveal. It's like, oh my God, she's 22. Everyone else is like
30?
29 to 30. Okay. Whatever. There's some 25-year-olds, whatever. The story here. Is she told her mom that she was going to be going to a marijuana farm to work.
Yeah, okay, good.
And that
good.
She wasn't going to be able to use her phone for a while. So they weren't going to be able to talk. The real story is she was going on The Bachelor.
Mm. And her mom just doesn't watch
they
TV.
Take their cell phones in the mansion because, you know, whatever, reality TV. Her mom reported her missing. And then there was a big spread on Facebook in Humboldt County of missing people. It's like, oh, if you recognize anyone, please let the, you know, let the
authorities know. Yeah.
And like they're going through and some girl's like, she's on The Bachelor. So found it. And she had to call her mom and be like, Mom, like, I'm good. Like, I'm
she called her on the show.
They had to have they already filmed, so it's like the timeline's a little
background. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
that's awesome.
Yeah, the producers had to be like, hey, you need to just call your mom. She thinks you're missing.
I love that.
Which does not help her 22-year-old like struggle.
No.
But anyway, what a fucking story.
No,
why would
you
mom
not
just trust her?
Tell your mom you're going on The Bachelor.
I don't think she was allowed to.
You're 22 years old.
Go, just go.
But she's allowed to go to a worm farm?
Yeah, she can go work out of a weed farm.
She called
it
a worm farm?
Yeah, isn't that what they call it?
No, he said a wheat. A weed farm is a worm farm?
It's a nickname for
him. I've never heard that
before. Cool Greg, is that true?
I don't know.
Nope, that means no.
But also the best thing is she's all like, God damn it, like I tried my whole life to not have my license picture put on the internet. Here we are. Top news story everywhere.
That is a
news story.
That is a bad look. That's a bad look.
That's a bad look, but let's be honest, whose driver's license picture isn't terrible?
Mine's awesome.
Yours is pretty awesome. Yeah. You're gonna have to redo that one day. What is this?
This is a video to warm your heart. You love a good Portillo video.
I do.
You like a good Portillo video. I put this video on Twitter last night.
He's the
drunkenly,
bionic dog.
And it's done really well. You see 78,000 views right there. No, not that I'm boasting.
This is the best silhouette ever.
So
your wife just pointing at him.
So you haven't seen it yet. A lot of people haven't seen it. Let's hit it. You might want to crank it up.
Okay.
Cool, Greg, punch it.
And what do we do? 3, 2, 1, go, and then we talk?
Yeah. Hold on.
We're trying to make him choose who he loves more.
Come here.
Don't.
Stay.
3, 2, 1. Portillo, come here. Portillo, come here. Oh, no. You traitorous son of a bitch. The other side.
No, I thought maybe if I changed sides and we changed the kid.
Who is this other person?
That's Caleb Lawson.
Oh, Caleb was that?
He's an IGN.com person, yes.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, I like Caleb. We're friends.
We should talk about that later. I miss Caleb.
3, 2, 1.
Portillo, come here. Come here.
Boy, you have traumatized that poor dog, and he
fucking
hates
you.
I raised
this dog.
He's gonna be 13 this year.
Yeah, but you're also the one that always has to take him to the vet and do all the horrible shit. He doesn't want any part of you.
She's you know been forced unemployment for 9 months. She's been able to suck up to him. No, okay. And then he tries. Is he gonna come back to me? No, he's a little shit.
Yeah, go to your bed. Fucking, I kept you alive for 11 years. You don't give a shit. You meet this one French Canadian woman, your whole life changes.
You Portillo, sound come here. Hammered. Are you hammered?
Come here, Portillo.
Yeah.
Portillo, come here. Porty, come here. Come here, Porty. I hate you so much. You
damn, dude.
Shit,
this is like, and I don't watch a lot of sports, but this is like when like one of the teams is just torn open the lead. And they're like, you guys should stop. It's poor form. And they're like, fuck that, right? Like they don't put in the second string guys. They just keep fucking the goat in.
Porty, come here.
Mm-hmm.
Portillo, come here.
He's just—he really doesn't
come
like
here.
Him at all.
I don't know why.
It's surprising.
So God damn it, Portillo!
Now, have you seen the movie As Good as It Gets?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think that she had bacon in her pocket?
Maybe. I mean, that's the thing. She's giving him treats. You know, for 9 months straight.
Porty, come here.
And see, here's where I go back to trying.
Come here, Porty.
Because at first it's a fun joke, and then it's I'm trying. And he's forgotten everything I did for him.
Wow. I demand a fucking refund, because I saw this shit.
Yeah.
She's low. She's getting too low to the ground.
That's sitting on the ground.
Yeah, hear you. But when you first did the thing where you were back there,
yeah.
And then he got confused. Then he was like, I'm just going to go to her. I demand a recount. You need to redo this tonight. And you need to start off you sitting, not with
also,
the camera.
Portillo
is your dog. Jen, leave!
Put bacon
just
in
don't
your
leave.
Pocket.
Just,
is all I'm saying.
Really, the pep talk should go to Porty. I don't know.
Honestly, if she leaves now, Porty will go with her.
Exactly.
I want this fucking dog.
Bacon in your pocket.
Okay.
Now, I saw a tweet from Sean Pitts that said maybe it's your beard.
Oh,
maybe
he doesn't
recognize me?
You. Yeah. You know, when my dad had a beard and he was going to shave it off into a mustache,
yeah.
He took me into the room so he could show me that he was like, don't get scared, but I'm going to shave this off
smart.
So that you don't freak out.
Yeah.
And I was like, what am I, a fucking idiot? Like, I'm 15 years old, Dad. I know. You got. I know the difference between a guy with a beard and a guy with a fucking mustache. And then I shit you not, he came in that night. I was like, who are you?
Ah, you punched him.
Fuck you, Tom Selleck.
Right in the head.
Fuck you, Tom Selleck. All right, cool, Greg. First news story. Bring this up. This is kind of interesting. This is from Kotaku. One Punch Man. Hold on, let me actually bring this up so I can read it.
One Punch Man!
Back to the Future turned into a manga. Japanese names are my fucking, they're my kryptonite. Oh,
I know.
Yusuke Murata, who illustrated One Punch Man for Weekly Young Jump, is doing a manga version of Back to the Future. Bob Gale, who co-wrote the original film, is overseeing the manga, or manga, depending on how you want to pronounce that.
Manga! Make fun of me,
which is based on the movie screenplay entitled BTTF. Murata's first showed off a Back to the Future illustration on Twitter a few years back, saying he was drawing BTTF. The Amazon, here's a sample of the art for the new manga version. This is freaking awesome. Keep scrolling down here, cool, Greg. So show people, that's his hand-drawn illustration. There it is, fully fleshed out. Marty! And then, that's awesome right there. Here's why I put this story on the docket.
Back to the Future is awesome in a perfect movie.
It is awesome, it is a perfect movie. Bob Gale and the creators of that film, Robert Zemeckis included, have said they will never, ever, ever make another movie of it. They've locked up the rights to it in some sort of legal trust that I don't understand, so I'll just make it up.
Sure.
But this makes me happy because he's at least thinking about doing more stuff with the property.
Well, this is the problem where Bob Gale, you know, also was with the Telltale series and stuff too. Mm-hmm. It's like, all right, you know what I mean? Like, either shit or get off the pot. Are we going to make us another Back to the Future? You know, we can do something. Or are we going to keep? I don't want to. With all due respect, I don't want to read the same fucking story again.
Yeah, watch the movie.
Yeah.
Why read when you can watch?
Exactly.
You know, here's the deal. We've learned. We've learned from Ghostbusters. Let's take those lessons that we've learned and apply them. Knock it out of
don't
the park.
Back to
the
Future. Don't remake it. Don't remake Back to the Future. Don't remake Back to the Future.
Cast Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill. And Kumail Nanjiani somehow.
Yeah.
And then just, let's go.
I don't know why I gotta hurt Kumail there.
Because I love Big Sick and it's on my...
No, I love Kumail. I'm just saying, I don't know if we need to...
Hopefully get an Academy Award this year. It'd be great.
That'd be awesome,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I think it'd be great.
Yeah. Remember when we almost worked with him?
Oh, it was so close. I actually had a phone call with him.
Oh, no, I met him and talked to him. I hung out with him and Emily.
He did some stuff with us for Start. It was great.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
Him and her now... Outside our stratosphere.
We are...
They'll occasionally tweet at me and talk to me and act like they still are commoners. They're not anymore. They're up here. We're not
no,
here.
No.
I look up right now. I can see Emily V. Gordon and Kumail up there. And I can't touch them.
No, we
and they look down here and they see nothing. I'm ants to them.
You are just ant. A landmass to them. They're so high up right now. All they can see is landmasses and the light from the Luxor Hotel in Las Vegas.
Portillo would probably pick them over me, too.
Well, he would pick... a sandwich over you, though, to be perfectly honest.
Definitely that. I lose that fight.
He just likes to eat. His next news story comes from Slash Film. Heath Ledger had planned to return as the Joker after The Dark Knight.
Hurts too much. I don't even want to know.
This is a tough one to read, but I think it's a good story. Of course, Heath Ledger died and got a posthumous Oscar for his performance in The Dark Knight. But the story reads, 10 years later, Heath Ledger's tragic passing still stings. The 28-year-old actor was just at the beginning of his meteoric rise to stardom, collecting an Oscar nomination for his work in 2005's profoundly affecting Brokeback Mountain, giving a career-defining performance as the Joker in 2008's The Dark Knight, for which he earned a posthumous Oscar for Best Supporting Actor. The Joker would become the performance he was most remembered for, and his last starring role, aside from the posthumous appearance in The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus, which I don't remember that movie ever being a thing, but I'll believe this person.
It apparently did happen.
Apparently it did.
The movie they did with three different actors, it was Jude Law, Johnny Depp,
I don't remember that at all.
But the character's fate at the end of The Dark Knight always had viewers wondering if there was an intent to bring the Joker back before Ledger's untimely death. Now, a decade later, Ledger's sister reveals that there was. In an interview last year with Australian news outlet news.com.au, again, not a real thing, the story, which is new to us, is making the rounds. Ledger's sister, Kate Ledger, rejected the theories that sprung up around the actor's death that he was depressed or suffering from his art. Quote, I spoke to him the night before he died, and we were laughing and joking. He said before revealing that Ledger even had solid career plans for the future. Quote, he was so proud of what he had done in Batman, and I know he had plans for another Batman. He loved working with Chris Nolan and Christian Bale and Gary Oldman. He just had the best time ever doing that film. When he came home at Christmas, he couldn't wait to tell us all about it, and he was doing that voice and laughing, showing me all the rushes. We had a great time.
What's a rush?
Like a daily.
Okay, cool.
So they call them rushes because you have to rush. They just have to rush to get them over so you can see if what you'd filmed
was good.
That day was good. But they just...
Yep.
It's just
In the chat, Robert1858 says, that was well known, right? Nolan changed the script. The way I understand it, it was always kind of like that. The rumor was that Nolan changed the script. No one ever confirmed that there was more plans.
Right.
Where this is the first person to go on record. This is what I understand. First person to go on record and be like, no, no, he talked about it. He was going to do more.
Yeah, I mean, if you asked any person who saw that film, hey, would you think they're going to bring back Heath Ledger? 99%, yes, of course. Yeah. But and obviously it was a weird and tenuous situation to be put in when one of your actors dies. But I don't think it would have. This doesn't come as a surprise to me. I just wanted to read it because I wanted to think about
it's so great just to see
what
it,
that next
see
movie could have been. I don't think he would have been the main focus of it. But I think Bane still would have been the bad guy, but he would have played a role somehow.
Yeah.
Because you can imagine, yeah, his brother. He's like, ah, ah. No, that's the other one. I can't do Heath Ledger's Joker. No, that's Joker. That is Joker. But either way, amazing. Just an interesting story.
I gotta go, but I want to watch The Dark Knight again.
Sometime. I know. Dude, it's on. Batman Begins is on Netflix. And every once in a while, I'll walk in and my wife will be watching The Dark Knight. And I'm like, it was on, wasn't it? She's like, it was on. She just has to click on it every single time. And you get sucked in. It's so good.
Now that we have Kind of Funny Reviews, and we're doing MCU in review. We're always talking about what we want to do afterwards. Kids are always shouting out movies. This would be an interesting way to do 3 weeks of Batman afterwards.
Oh, I'd love to.
Because I still haven't ever been able to psych myself up to go see Rises again.
Yeah.
Even though we have that ongoing argument of how bad it is. And this would be a good way to do it. It's not a good movie.
I love this. I also want to watch. There's so many films I want to go back and watch. I want to go back and watch the original Star Wars trilogy. I want to watch all the Harry Potter films with you guys and see what your perspective is on that, because I think a lot of you just haven't given it a fair shake.
I love Harry Potter.
Shake.
Everybody loves Harry Potter.
What are you talking about?
Anybody here dislikes Harry Potter?
I dress as Professor McGonagall.
Tim doesn't really care about Harry Potter, though, and I need him to care about Harry Potter.
But that's the thing. Tim is never going to care. He doesn't actually care about the Marvel movies.
I would also love to go back and watch the Lord of the Rings films.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No,
just so that we can just.
Who has the time?
I mean, we'd have to carve out 3 weeks.
I could play Persona 4 times probably in the amount of times it would take me to watch Persona these boring-ass people walk with their feet.
Persona 4 or Persona 4 times?
Persona 5 4 times.
Thank you. Okay.
I understand. That was confusing. I mean, it's on me.
I'm a video game specialist here. I'm sorry for the semantic argument. I just wanted to make sure people weren't confused. Next news story. This comes from Deadline.com. John Logan to adapt Walter Isaacson's Leonardo da Vinci book for Leo DiCaprio. I didn't want to actually read this news story. I just thought this headline was insanely long.
Yeah, that's a long
one. That's a lot of people.
There's a lot. It's so long. There's so much. It's words are. It's confusing.
Yeah.
It hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't care about this. and final news story for today. This actually, I am assuming you guys will talk more about this in terms of the video game aspect of it later today on Kind of Funny Games Daily, but I did want to bring this up from a film perspective. Kaz Hirai has stepped down as Sony CEO of...
He stepped down as
CEO. Less than a month ago, Sony CEO Kaz Hirai said he wanted to ensure his company was, quote, in the driver's seat, one of the entertainment players able to buy, not be bought. He has once famously declared that there was no for sale sign hanging on the water tower at Sony Pictures Entertainment lot. On Friday, Hirai caught markets and Sony watchers by surprise with his decision to step down as CEO and into an advisory role as chairman beginning April 1st. So it's important to note he will still be there. He just won't be 100% steering the ship.
He's not doing shit.
Yeah, he will be replaced by Kenichiro Yoshida, currently Sony's CFO and internal head of strategy. Hirai's resignation means that Sony Entertainment assets are losing possibly their loudest and most powerful advocate within the company and raises questions about their future in an era where consolidation, often on a colossal scale, is the trend of the day. Under Hirai, Sony has made an overture for some of Fox assets before Disney produced a bigger bid. Without him at the helm, the fate of Sony's own content business is uncertain. I wanted to scroll down into this just to kind of give you guys a sense of the scale of what Sony's worth versus some of the other companies. For Yoshida, who as CFO has taken hard-headed finance decisions and implemented painful cuts, it may come down to a matter of scale. Sony Corp currently weighs in at a valuation of $62 billion, small compared to the likes of a combined Disney, Fox, Time Warner, Comcast, and Viacom. Those are different companies. I should put more commas there. Sony... is smaller than the new media companies that will shape the next decades. I mean, they're having to compete with the likes of, in other words, Apple, which is at $861 billion valuation, Google at $816 billion, Amazon at $669 billion.
69, nice,
Facebook,
man.
At 561 billion, Tencent at 553 billion, and Alibaba at 492 billion. So it's interesting. And I think a lot, it always strikes me, I always forget that Kaz Hirai, because I always see him in the context of being on stage at the Sony press conference.
You think PlayStation?
PlayStation. I always think PlayStation, right?
Yeah.
It always, and I met the guy once, and then I found out, I was like, wait a minute, he's like the head of all Sony.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You should have pitched your film right there.
I was like, listen, a guy and his friend, they grow beards. It's called Beard Off.
Right.
It's like Face Off, but it's Beard Off.
Then they put out a public challenge about kidnapping child.
Yes.
Based on
you're going to want to be in business with these two guys.
Or we'll kidnap your child.
Yeah, okay. We're not going to do that. That's right. I don't know. What are your thoughts on this? I'm sure you're going to talk about more about this on the show.
Right. Today, and that's the interesting thing for the game's perspective. For me, it was always a bigger deal when he left the PlayStation brand.
Okay.
And he ascended up to the CEO role of Sony because he wanted to go in there with that be moved, but he also wanted to unite all the fronts of Sony, mm-hmm. right? Because it was so siloed before, games, movies, music. I feel like he did a good job of that, but it's also, when you go that high, I feel like you leave the active stratosphere. I you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, it's fun, it's interesting to see it from the Variety angle, right, of, like, its biggest champion. That's interesting, because I still think of him in the game sense, and I still think of Sony in the game sense all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Sony Pictures, I know, have been tanking for a long time. I know that in terms of Sony for a long time,
The last 2 years, historically, they've been very behind the rest of the studios, above only the likes of really Paramount that I can think of for 2016, 2017. I think they made a profit last year with Homecoming, but that's the first time in a while that they've
now
really
they got
kind
Venom.
Of... Well, they've got... They're,
Venom's
but
coming.
But that's to the point of this article, right, is like, obviously, it's getting a lot harder for Sony to be a standalone entity, and the idea of them maybe having to consolidate and sell their assets to the likes of Disney or something like that is not above the realm of craziness.
Well, that was
right?
always the conversation of PlayStation is always, not always, but for a long time been profitable. Games have always been profitable for them. And so, I'm not a business guy, I don't have the business degrees, you know?
We could just tell
what
you
we'd always talk about in Beyond or PS I Love You or Gamescast or whatever was the argument of, do you spin PlayStation out and do its own thing? Do you break it away? But if you do that, then you're now not making any money as Sony overall, right?
Right.
Or do you stay there and do it, but then it's still fucking up all the rest of the numbers for what it's overshadowing what PlayStation is doing or what the games division of Sony is doing. Running a business is hard. Running a giant corporation is hard. I don't know.
I mean,
how
that's
you fix
the thing
you
got.
You have, what you do with it.
I meant to earmark the paragraph here in this article, but I forgot. But it actually kind of highlighted a lot of what Sony actually does is outside of their film and TV business. And obviously, they're a huge tech company.
Yeah.
And tech is the focus. And I think that is probably one of that's one of the biggest hurdles they have to fight against right now is that you're dealing with massive tech companies and tech companies that are, I mean, tech is the number one driver pretty much of. Or no, I shouldn't say that, but tech is now their number one competitor. So how do you compete with a company like Apple who then decides to move into your space?
Yeah.
When they are 800 times your size? You can't. And so I don't know. I can only imagine that I mean, he's been CEO for what, 6 years? Something like that-ish?
Since 2012, I believe. That's in Games Daily.
So yeah, that's 6 years. Yeah. And so, you know, I don't know. I mean, that's a good run. And some would say... I mean, who is the actual head of PlayStation?
Worldwide right now?
Yeah.
It's Sean Layden, right?
Sean Layden,
or
okay.
No, yes, he or no. It's Jim Ryan now, right? Or is he just
I don't know. That's why I asked
Sean Layden is now, well they did everything.
Right.
Where Sean Layden was moved to the top of Worldwide Studios, but Shuhei still remained his role in it. And then Jim Ryan's over in Europe. Andy House was in top of PlayStation, but then he just announced he's leaving. They honored him at Game Awards, and they brought in that other guy nobody had heard of, whose name was really confusing, so they called him Ken.
Okay.
Ken is in charge of PlayStation.
Ken is in charge of PlayStation right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Hold on, I'll get you Ken's full name. I have never met the man.
Oh.
But I don't know.
Let's call him up right now. Let's invite him over for some tea.
That's how it works, right?
Either way, it's interesting news. We'll see where it goes. I don't know. Again, I'm not smart enough to really crunch this story altogether. I just know that I like where Sony's going. But I liked Homecoming.
Oh, Homecoming's
amazing. We'll see what happens.
I was telling you the other day, I know I'm going to eat these words. I'm excited for Venom. I know it'll be terrible.
You might not eat the words. A lot of Brazilians are excited for him. I got torn apart when I was like, look at you guys.
Not Ken, John. That was the thing where his Japanese name, they just call him John.
They just called him John.
John is in charge of PlayStation.
Got it.
John Codera. There you go.
Greg, it's tip time.
Oh!
I'll tell you one thing right now.
Did you want to get this last story in here?
Oh my God, yes, I do want to get this last story in here.
Cool, Greg, throw this up. This is breaking news.
Mr. Yasman.
Mr. Yasman 300 shouted this out.
Bring it up.
Gary Whitta tweets, very, very excited to be adapting Rian Johnson's The Last Jedi for Marvel Comics with Mr. Walsh and Spicer Color. Check out the number one cover by Deadly Mike. Thanks, Heather. And that's a lot of names.
Can you click on the image so we can see it full screen?
But Gary Whitta adapting Star Wars The Last Jedi. Kind of Funny Games Daily Show host, Gary Whitta, adapting Star Wars The Last Jedi.
Very cool. That's awesome.
That's pretty crazy.
I don't know. Gary just keeps so many things. You know, he's a man of mystery. We see him every once in a while.
Recently, he had something he couldn't talk about.
He always has something he could talk about. He's so cool. My life's an open book. You know why? Not doing anything.
Yeah.
Not doing anything with it. You want me to talk to you about how I do the Kind of Funny morning show every day? I'll talk your ear off about that, sir and or ma'am.
Michael Walsh on his Twitter tweets about the Last Jedi stuff. Excited to announce he'll be drawing the adaptation of Star Wars Last Jedi from Marvel Comics. We'll be adding scenes and telling others from new perspectives.
Very cool.
There you go.
That's why those are always cool.
Huh?
That's why those adaptations are always
cool. Oh, sure, yeah. It's not just the same story again.
This might be the first Star Wars comic I ever read.
There you go.
Oh my God, for a second I was like, that's not right, but it's awesome. I was like, why do I love that so?
I'm your father.
First tip today comes from Mr. Indigo. Indigo says, my band dropped our first EP today, and I'm so unbelievably proud of the sound. I'm going to hashtag KF Do It Day every day this year, and I hope the best friends can help spread the word. Go to spotit.fi/2bPOFRX. Cool, Greg, if you can copy that. Well, you guys go to that. I don't know. What is our policy on copying these things in?
What are we doing?
Should we copy this into the thing?
It's your show. You got to do it.
Drop it in there. I'm rarely here.
Greg, drop that in there.
Drop that in there. I said it. That's what's going to happen. He's trying to figure it out right now. Dat Boy Tito says, idea for a comic book show, if you're still planning to do one.
We already are. It's called Greg's Comic Book Club. It debuts next week.
It does. But do a comic shopping with guests similar to Complex's sneaker shopping. And thanks, Nick, for starting KF Do It Day. It helped motivate me. Good.
That's a good idea, actually. We got a comic shop down there.
There you go. We gotta pull some more pranks on those people. They just sit down there bored all day. We gotta help them out. Put a little excitement in their lives.
Walk by, a little bit of gas, match in there.
No. Walk by, chain the door, a little bit of gas, match in there. You know?
That's actually not a bad idea to start the show off with you guys down there.
Well, I like the idea that with guests, that could be a cool segment of the show where it's like, all right, cool, someone's here, and we go down there and just film walking around, and they buy something or tell me what I should buy or something. Who suggested that?
That was Dat Boy Tito.
Dat Boy Tito, I'm making a note of that.
There you go. Lex in WDM says, I am a 33-year-old with a wife and two kids, and I talked my wife into letting me put max effort into streaming in 2018. I would love some KF support and followers. Love you. www.twitch.tv/Lex_in_WDM. Best friends, go check that out. Jerry D007 has given us a tip with no comment. Rico 6 says, showing love, finally able to watch you guys live instead of podcasts while I listen to, which I listen to every morning. Appreciate that. And Tommy is Able has given us our final tip for today. Said, longtime listener, second time tipper, binged listening to the MCU in review last night. Thanks for getting me through Nebraska.
Those shows are like getting longer and longer. That must have been a long binge.
I mean, but it was apparently. Maybe he's got to drive. Can't wait for the next review.
Sounds like he was driving.
Avengers is next. Can you believe it?
We're finally there. I'm really excited about that. I'm excited to go back. I'm excited for Colby Smulders. Her introduction into the MCU.
Sure.
Who's that?
She was on How I Met Your Mother, Robin. For a very long time.
Okay. Yeah.
Showed up in Avengers, and I was like, oh, that's cool. She's in this movie. Then showed up in all the other movies. She was on S.H.I.E.L.D. for a bit, yeah.
Okay.
She started the first episode, I think, and they were like, oh, that's cool, because they couldn't get RDJ. Ladies and gentlemen, P.S. I Love This Best Friend, XOXO is your opportunity to nominate someone in our community you think is doing a bang-up job
of being
a human being. Go to kindoffunny.com/bestfriend, fill out the form, and we will read it on the show here. Just like Thomas Cashwee did, he is shouting out Amy Hutchinson. He says, about a year ago, I was going through terrible times with a girl I was seeing. I reached out to the community for advice regarding the issues we were having. Amy reached out to me as she was in a similar situation. We quickly became each other's support. Over time, we both decided the relationships we were in were not good for us and ended up rejoining singledom. Amy has always been a great listener and consistently finds the positive in life. As soon as you guys announced Kinda Funny Prom, I knew exactly who I'd be asking, and I'm happy to say we will be seeing you this summer and getting our groove on together on the dance floor. She's someone I wish I could talk to every day, since the days we do talk bring a little splash of happiness into my life. I hope everyone in the community can find a friend as good as Amy.
Yay! Best friends coming together, going to prom!
I will note, though, of course, my mother will be there as a supervisor, what do they call them, a chaperone. She will be making sure you leave room for Jesus when you're getting down
for the Holy Ghost.
Floor.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost and Jesus.
Is your mom really coming?
No, I mean, if she wants to. She's got it on the calendar. She called me, she's like, I'm excited about it, what is it? God bless her. You know, how moms just get excited.
I'm like, she'll take the duty seriously.
If your mom's there?
Yeah.
Okay, you know my brother's gonna be there too.
What does that mean? What does that mean? Andy's gonna be there too. You wanna keep going? You wanna keep...
Just stating the obvious. Giveaway time, Greg. Tell people how they can win the giveaway.
Ladies and gentlemen, we give away a video game each and every day here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. It's part of the Kinda Funny Morning Show. You can win in four different ways. Number one, be in the chat like so many of you are right now on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. Just be logged in, you're entered. No purchase necessary. However, if you wanna amplify your chances and have three other shots at winning, it goes like this. Number one, well, I guess number two, but you know what I mean. Subscribe to us here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. If you have Amazon Prime, you have Twitch Prime, you need to give away that 30-day subscription each and every 30 days. Otherwise, Amazon sits on your money and doesn't give it to anybody. You gonna give yours away?
I gotta do it. I gotta give it. It's February 2nd. I gotta give mine away.
Mike. Snowbike Mike.
Now, Kevin says Snowbike Mike. And you know what? Snowbike Mike, it's going to you this
month.
If
you have money too, though, you could give it to us as a subscription there on Twitch. What it gets you is the Kinda Funny logo next to your name, cool emotes, private chat time with us. You get to play multiplayer games with me. Hey, Kevin, we should do some Monster Hunter World next week sometime.
You keep just saying that. I'm down.
Put it on the fucking schedule, you big bitch.
Wait, but you're the one that wants it.
It's on the schedule. What? You want it too? Don't you want to play?
Well, I mean, I'm down.
Okay.
I mean, I'm really bad, so I don't know if I want to stream that, but I don't care.
Dude, let's just chill with the best friends. Nobody cares about being good.
Who does Snowbike Mike's branding? It's amazing.
Snowbike Mike does.
Do you see this?
Why does he make our branding better?
What the fuck, Snowbike Mike? I give you a free $5. You never offer us your services? Look at that. We'll put it, we can pull up the thing. I'm gonna subscribe to him right now.
Anyways, you can also support us on patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. Of course, that keeps the lights on and people employed, and we love it very much. But at the $2 level, you're entered to win each and every giveaway we ever give away, and you don't have to be here. Also, that's the benefit of being a Twitch sub too. I forgot, I'm sorry, I'm rusty. Twitch subs and Patreon subs don't need to be here. They're automatically entered to win everything we give away.
Now, I've made a fatal error.
Fuck, you didn't give it away in the second.
No.
When'd you give it away?
Can't remember.
Okay.
So now I have to check back every day with Snowbike Mike's channel to see if I can subscribe to it.
You could just give him $5.
No.
You could just give him the $5.
No, because then Jeff Bezos wins. You understand that Jeff Bezos has waged war, or rather, we've waged war against Jeff Bezos.
Don't say that. No.
Here. Okay, we are gonna. The man is too powerful.
Mm-hmm.
He's worth $121 billion.
Who's Jeff Bezos?
Head of Amazon.
Gotcha.
Mr. Amazon is worth $121 billion. If I give them $5, he gets wealthier.
It's true.
And it's wrong.
That's a good point.
No human being should have that much money. I don't care how smart or ingenuitive or what company he started or how much he deserves that money. He shouldn't be worth that much.
He's
really smart. Yeah, he's a really smart guy. He deserves it. All right, Greg.
Yeah.
Today's winner.
Yeah.
Comes from Kinda Funny Games Patreon. Congratulations to Keegan Chu. You have won LetterQuest Remastered.
Oh, I like that game a lot.
On the Switch. So there you go. Look out for a message there. Greg, let's go into the old 3-3. We'll take
because
three. Yes.
You're a huge cock tease. Yes. I'm going to give Snowbike Mike money. All right? My subscription hasn't come around yet either. But I'm gonna do it. Just give him the money, all right?
If you want to do that.
Snowbike Mike's getting a little bit too much, all right?
I'm just saying. I don't know.
He's incredible. He's a beautiful baby boy.
I want to swaddle him up, but I don't know if he's worth that much money.
To come hang out?
But I'm just saying. You're building up Snowmike. He's incredible. You love him so much. Remember, this motherfucker couldn't delete all my friends. I still have too many PSN friends.
But that's
Greg Miller
not
Industries.
Fat fingers. He can only do it so fast.
It's okay. Not. He was. If that's you remember correctly, he was not working on your friends list. He was working on my friends list that day.
Well, remember,
and he knocked it out of the park for me. I have 169 friends. That's it. That's all I have. A lot of requests.
You fucking believe that kid that looked like you.
Cheeks
you're
Jr.
Like, he can do it.
Owe him a pizza.
Little Greg.
Yeah. Little Greg.
Little Greg.
Little Greg.
Yeah. Little Big Greg.
Little Big Greg.
Yeah. Call him Little Big Greg. All right, so like, Mike, you got my money coming toward you at some point, but yeah, I'm giving you Bezos' money. Let's go into the 3 and 3. Let's take 3 questions, comments, or concerns, or compliments from the chat.
Oh.
From the norms.
Then we get ready for Kind of Funny Games Daily.
And then we get ready for Kind of Funny Games Daily.
And then I fly to beautiful Long Beach, California.
Whoa,
to drink my face off with Poe and a friend from college.
It is actually really
beautiful. If you know things I should do in Long Beach with Poe and my friend, and his friend too. Actually, technically, Andy's his friend. But I'm claiming him for... If you want to know what me and my friends should do in Long Beach, tweet me at Game Over Greggy. And then
play
go to patreon.com.
Monster Hunter.
I wish.
Play
Trust me, don't get me wrong. There was definitely a moment where I was like, fuck, why did I agree to this?
Yeah. You know what
I mean? I need to just give in that I hate doing anything that isn't video games.
Yeah. Sure.
And just not do anything.
It's
then.
Not healthy. That's not healthy, though. You should get out there. It's important to actually talk to human
here's
beings.
Here's another big thing.
It's important because here's what happens. We've seen what happens when a human being is locked in a room for 9 months with just a dog. She starts to go a little insane.
That's a good point.
She starts to go a little insane.
Pick up a controller, jock.
Boo, jock. Boo. Why don't you and Yousef go fucking lift more? Boo. Boo.
I haven't played Destiny in 8 months, but let's go back to it. But we're never going back to it. We're never going back to it.
I'm
going to
be smoking more. I'm going to eat better. I'm going to work out. I'm Nick.
On that note, Frog and Bullish 89 says, Nick, I'm excited that you can now lift the weight of my leg above your head. Congrats, dude.
Damn.
Let's see. D-Danger 10 says, Nick, are you doing any stand-up this weekend? I'll be in the Bay Area until Monday. What is this weekend? Yes. I will probably be at a mic at OMG. I will also probably be at Punchline on Sunday. I'm not going to be doing stand-up at Punchline, but I'll be there on Sunday if you guys want to go to the SF Showcase. That show starts at 8 o'clock. It goes from 8 to 10. It's really, really cool. So I'll probably be there at that point. And I might do the late night mic at Milk Bar. But that one's been doubtful because now apparently I have to go to the DMV at 8 o'clock in the morning and film Greg's wife parallel parking.
Oh, fuck.
I know. And Kevin has to be there too. Congratulations also, someone's in the chat notes that, Mastodon Max says, Hunter Pence's Coral Sword grand opening is today.
Oh,
yay!
Good job, guys.
If you're in the Houston area, make sure you guys go over there, check that out, get a cup of coffee. If Hunter's there, say hello to him. If Alexis is there, ask her why she hasn't called me in a while. Why hasn't she called me in a while?
Come on.
No, we love
What am I, fucking chop suey to you, Alexis?
Now, this is interesting here. In the chat, Grumpy Manatee says, I should go to Ballast Point, a beer I enjoy quite a bit. Did not realize they have a Long Beach brewery. I'm looking into this.
King Eddie says, Nick, what is a snow bike? Nobody knows. Huh. Nobody knows.
No, yeah, you do. He's shown us.
I've ridden a snow bike.
He's shown us videos.
They're really cool.
I have no idea
what they are. They're really fun and easy to ride.
I have it on good authority. They don't actually exist. It's just sort of like when someone says, like, I'm Dragon 800. You know, it's like dragons don't exist. But they're cool. They're mythical creatures.
Yeah.
Unless you're talking about the Komodo dragon, which is in episode 2 of Planet Earth 2. And boy, those things are fucking weird looking.
A lot of
they're like lazy alligators.
A lot of bacteria in their mouths.
So much bacteria.
Yeah.
You're fucked if they bite you.
What you gotta do is you spray some Purell in their mouth.
Yeah.
And they're dead. They die.
And they wither up.
They die immediately, yeah.
All right.
Shout out to my buddy Gilbert, who is watching our stream right now, at Coral Sword.
Right on.
No, shit.
Right on.
He's at Coral Sword.
Yeah.
Gilbert, watching our stream.
Watching our stream, yeah.
Put us on every
stream. Or is he physically in the Coral Sword place?
He's physically in there.
Yeah.
But he's not working there. He's just chilling out.
He's just chilling out.
Let me ask you this question.
Gilbert, here's what you need to do.
Yeah.
Look to your left, look to your right. Are there children?
Jesus Christ.
I want you to walk over.
Please don't do this.
Say hi.
Okay.
Okay.
I pulled up. I'm not gonna encourage the kidnapping.
Don't even worry about that.
But remember, we're either kidnapping Kensley if she doesn't sell enough cookies, or Michael Jones's kid if Kensley sells a lot of cookies.
Do we have an update on the cookies?
No, it's not. It's not instantaneous.
Now, let me ask you this: Is Gilbert the person that handed me my ass that time I played with you Mario Kart?
No, that's my friend Caesar.
Caesar can go fuck himself. That's what I'm talking about right there. D-Danger 10 says, fun fact, Snowbike Mike is friends with one of my good friends from high school, and that's how I met Mike. That's awesome. That's how people meet each other.
Snowbike Mike he's cool.
Snowbike Mike is cool.
Yeah.
Just like the rest of the Greg Miller Industry kids, terrible at deleting friends.
No, cool. He did a great job, remember?
No, he didn't.
He picked the wrong one.
He was over there giggling like a goose. Greg.
There's also a community meetup at Coral Sword tonight at 7:30.
There's also a community meetup tonight at Coral Sword at 7:30. That's Central Time, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
Ew. Oh God, it feels weird to say it.
It leaves a bad taste in your mouth. It's bitter.
Ugh, no, I don't like that. No, that's Central Time.
Central Time, best time.
Central Time Best.
Shredberg again for the.
I got Greg. He's into it.
For the fact I love good music. I don't care what the thing is.
Shredberg keeps saying this, and I don't know why you hate people named Pat so much. He says, "Fuck the Pats," and I don't get it.
I'm hanging out with Poe this weekend, and his full name is Patrick.
You know what?
I will not hear this right now.
It's so mean. It's so mean.
His last name, Pulisic.
Oh.
That's a really hard name for people to pronounce when they see it on paper, so they started calling him Poe in college because he went to a dumb kid school.
Sure.
Yeah. And I'm hanging out with these dumb kid, one of these dumb kids, Andy. Not you.
Oh, that's
another.
Right. You guys didn't go to school together, college.
No, no, yeah. We went first grade to senior year.
You don't like how it shapes the narrative for you? Like, you want the narrative to be that
do you know what happened during their college? Let's stop.
Let's stop right there, ladies and gentlemen. One last we'll take a question for one last subscriber. Ignacio Rojas says, Nick, tell Kevin, yo, what's shock-locking, big man?
Yeah.
Did Ignacio really say that?
Yeah, he said
That doesn't sound like what Ignacio
said. Yo, what's shock-locking?
You know what? Ignacio Rojas, obviously, has been around a long time. He's been around a long, long time, mm-hmm. right? And I would say consistently he's let Kevin down every time he says anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yesterday he rebounded really big on Kind of Funny Games Daily with a great correction.
What did he say?
And Kevin,
it
I don't fucking remember.
It wasn't a correction as much as like it was fighting for the right side.
I don't even remember what it was about anymore, but
it
I just
was,
remember we were impressed.
Shanghai. Can we use the term Shanghai?
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, oh, is he racist? And he was like, well, why do we use Stockholm? Like, that's cool, right?
Yeah.
We say Stockholm all the time, Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, I'll yell at.
And we was like, that makes sense.
We just can't say cities now?
No, he was. Greg is being Greg.
It's funny. I'm just as confused as you about
you know
this
what?
Whole thing.
Kind of Funny Games Daily. It's a great show. Watch it.
But I'm going to comment
Lund
anyway.
I'm done with this conversation.
You're Lund done with it? Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Wow. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is.
Is your fly undone?
Yeah, it is undone.
No.
No. He just wears his pants obnoxiously low, but his underwear obnoxiously high. Show everyone your underwear. Look how high it is.
Stop. No.
Why do you wear it that high?
Cool, Greg. Cut.
Andy should have a guitar on at all times.
He really should.
All the time.
You should be like Antonio Banderas from Desperado. That'd be amazing.
He's got the
Desperado.
Zito.
Zito. Did you know his name rhymes with burrito?
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Kind of Funny Morning Show
for Friday,
February 3rd, 2018. We hope you
have
February 2nd,
fucking lineage on all of our shows.
Remember, tonight at 5 p.m. Pacific time, the Extra Life documentary goes live for everyone on YouTube.com/kindoffunny. Remember, we are doing Kind of Funny Games Daily right after this. Remember, there's a whole bunch of content up exclusively on Patreon.com/kindoffunny and Patreon.com/kindoffunnygames right now. A Game Over Greggy show. That's dynamite. We enjoyed ourselves quite a bit. Do we have a guest? We did. Yes, Rocco.
No.
Rocco's on it.
Never
I enjoyed that show.
Never
the Games cast is amazing as well. Tim and I really enjoyed that. Nick Sutner on it, of formerly EGM 1UP, wrote the book on Shadow of the Colossus, worked at PlayStation. We talk about a whole bunch of games, Monster Hunter included. I'm going to Long Beach. Send me your recommendations for what to do there. I just tweeted at Ballast Point about the Long Beach trip. So if you could give me some juice on there to get in there and maybe get to go jump into a thing of beer and drink my way out.
There you go. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, that's been your show for Friday. Thank you so much for joining us. I will be back next Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Greg's coming back in 5 minutes. But before that, I'll read subscribers and maybe I'll sing to you. I love you all. Greg, cut the feed.
She got smiles.